Good morning, I'm WEKT Program Director Joshua Clausen with the top WEKT news stories for the fourth quarter of 2025, sponsored this morning by the City of Elkton, Todd County Public Library, Modern Woodman, Kathy J. Morgan, Southern Homes Realty, and Todd County Public Schools. Elkton City Council Member David Allen Powell formally resigned from his position effective Friday, October 10th, stating that the decision was made after careful personal reflection for the sake of his family. He expressed gratitude for the opportunity to serve and noted his pride in the community's progress. Wade Griffin was sworn in December 11th to fill the remainder of his term, which expires the end of 2026. The Kentucky Court of Appeals rejected an appeal for former Todd County Sheriff W.D. Billy Stokes, upholding his 2024 conviction for third-degree sodomy. The court determined that the trial judge did not abuse his discretion when excluding certain testimony or permitting prosecution's arguments, finding no accountable errors in the original proceedings. Governor Andy Beshear announced that Novellus Corporation will receive $1,875,000 in state grant funding to improve railway infrastructure at its facility in Todd County. This investment, part of a broader $5.6 million initiative, will support the construction of a new rail spur to enhance logistics efficiency and safety for the aluminum manufacturer. On Friday, October 17th, the Clifty School Park Committee held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the completion of a new multi-purpose building in northern Todd County. The project was paid for by state funding and took Keystone Construction approximately 6 months to finish. On Wednesday, October 22nd, WEKT concluded its inaugural Pink Out event, which successfully raised $1,027 through a series of weekly broadcasts. The proceeds were donated to the Pink Ribbon Network to support breast cancer patients with essential needs and scholarships across Todd, Christian, and Trigg County. The Todd County Chamber of Commerce announced the winners of the 2025 Hay Bale Trail. Providence Church, Blunt Rural Health Center, United Southern Bank, and Schlebox Bakery were among the top honorees, recognized for their originality and community popularity. The Todd County Fiscal Court unanimously approved a Memorandum of Understanding during its late October meeting to enhance local mental health crisis response. This agreement established a formal partnership between Todd County Dispatch and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to better coordinate emergency services. The 2025 federal government shutdown, which lasted 43 days, resulted in the temporary suspension of SNAP benefits for millions of Americans after the USDA's funding was exhausted. While October payments were issued as scheduled, the prolonged impasse led to significant delays for November's benefits until a budget deal was reached to restore the program's operations. Local efforts, including with Petrie Memorial Methodist Church, helped to fill the gap during that time. Governor Andy Beshear announced the passing of Martha Lane Collins on Saturday, November 1st. She served as Kentucky's first and only female governor from 1983 to 1987. She was remembered as a transformative leader who secured the state's first Toyota plant and built a lasting foundation for the Commonwealth's future growth. A country music concert headlined by Alex Miller and Bill Wentz on Saturday night, November 1st, raised more than $13,000 to benefit Pennyroyal Hospice. The event featured a variety of classic country performances and included an agriculture trivia competition between Todd County Extension Agent Tracy Johnson and Christian County's Matt Futrell. Community Health Systems Incorporated reached a definitive agreement in early November to sell its remaining ownership stake in Tenova Healthcare, Clarksville, to Vanderbilt University Medical Center for $600 million in cash. Todd County Clerk Cindy O'Brien announced on November 5th that she would not seek re-election and intended to retire at the end of her term, December 2026. She reflected on her 8-year tenure with pride, citing accomplishments such as modernized payment systems and navigating the office through challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. Billy Goat Hill owner Melissa Weathers announced that the business would vacate its Elkton Square location by January 1st to begin construction on a new facility along Kentucky 6880, the restaurant currently offering catering for events and products from their Todd County farm. The Todd County Chamber of Commerce celebrated its annual awards dinner on Saturday, November 15th with a 1940s-themed USO event held at the Elkton Baptist Church. Carolyn Farmer named the Brian W. Blunt Citizen of the Year, leading a group of winners that included Todd County Public Library, H&R AgriPower, and the Elkton Bank and Trust Company. The Todd County School District celebrated strong results from the 2024-25 state assessments, highlighted by North Todd Elementary achieving the highest possible blue rating. Superintendent Jessica Addison praised the dedication of students and staff, as both the high school and South Todd Elementary earned green ratings, while the middle school showed significant scoring improvements. The Elkton Fire Department utilized a $172,000 grant to replace its air packs, significantly enhancing firefighters' safety and department efficiency. Chief J.T. Calvary noted that the older equipment was donated to the Trenton and Allensville volunteer fire departments. The National Weather Service confirmed that an EF1 tornado with winds of 98 miles an hour touched down in southern Todd County early Saturday morning, November 22nd. The storm traveled 1.6 miles through Pensham and the Joann's Flowers areas, destroying a shed, snapping 10 utility poles, leaving nearly 600 residents without power. Local author Carolyn Wells successfully unveiled her new book, Notables of Todd County 2, during a Saturday afternoon, November 29th event held to benefit the Green River Academy. Despite the inclement weather, Wells described the turnout as superb and noted that copies would be soon available at several local retailers in Elkton and Guthrie. Todd County Judge Executive Todd Mansfield became the first official from Todd County to be sworn in as the president of the Kentucky County Judge Executive Association. During his current one-year term, he plans to prioritize legislation action regarding funding for county jails, road paving, and 911 emergency services. Todd Central FFA President Meredith Hampton earned the prestigious McKnight Scholars Leadership Program Scholarship to Oklahoma State University, an award valued at approximately $87,000. In addition to this individual achievement, the local FFA chapter prepared 250 bags of fruit for distribution at the local food bank to help combat community food insecurity. Todd County Middle School students earned 11 awards and secured a second place overall finish at the Kentucky Association for Academic Competition Governor's Cup 6th Grade Showcase held at University Heights Academy. The event featured a third place performance by the Quick Recall team and several top individual placements in subjects ranging from composition to social studies. Todd County Central High School band students Jeremy Tomlinson and Haley Orberson were selected for the prestigious 2026 KMEA All-State Symphonic Band after a competitive of audition process. Both students earned high-ranking chairs in the flute section and were scheduled to travel to Louisville in February for a culminating performance at the Kentucky Center for the Arts. And approximately 31 train cars derailed in Todd County Tuesday morning, December 30th, near Trenton, leading to the closure of two state roads and a temporary shelter-in-place order for Trenton residents. Emergency crews and hazmat teams worked to contain a fire and prevent the spread of molten sulfur from a disintegrated car. Though no injuries were reported among the four crew members on board, the cleanup continues near Trenton, but all roadways and the railway is open. With your WEKT News Edge, I'm Program Director Joshua Clausen.